All right, I think we are good to go. Well, welcome to Viking Press Pass, presented by New Bellity. I'm Matthew Nickel, voice of Augustana football, and joining me today is a man that needs a little introduction, Kane Johnson, tackle here for the Vikings. So, Kane, thanks for joining me today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
Well, Kane, for those watching, may not know who you are. Just tell us a little bit about yourself.
Like I said, my name is Kane Johnson, from Galesburg, Illinois. Technically a fifth year. Played D-line the first 2 years here, switched over to O-line the past three, major sociology, anthropology. Yeah.
So fifth year. So, why did you choose to come back for a fifth year?
One thing was that, back in high school, my high school team wasn't very good. We didn't make playoffs. Last year got a bit of taste of that, going to the Isthmus Bowl. And I just thought that I really can't close my career out without, getting to that actual postseason. So that was one of the big ones in coming back. Another one is me and our other tackle, we kind of talked to some scouts from the Bears and Vikings over the past spring. So that was also another plus two with coming back, kind of see with what happens with that once the season ends. But yeah, those are the two things, really.
Awesome. Well, so going into your fifth year, what does that balance of like football and academics look like for you this fall as a pair, as opposed to years past?
So I have a lot more free time. I'm sure Cole's told you a lot more free time to watch film, getting in the weight room, whether it's lifting or doing mobility or, getting with our athletic trainer and doing some rehab with her. Really, it's just opened up, a lot. I'm not really too much, school is very important, but as of right now, with only one class I'm taking, it's not too much of a burden, I'm not thinking about tests, quizzes, essays or anything. So it really just opened up football a lot more with me being able to do that.
So last year, thinking a little bit about some of the accolades, right? You were second team all CCIW the past 2 years. You were a third team all region, D3football.com, this past year. So talk to me a little bit about, what does it take to be a lineman in the CCIW specifically?
You really got to be a sponge. You got to absorb. Coach Ragone has really implemented the stuff that I need to be successful. And not only that, but your other four linemen, you guys all have to be on the same page. My right guard the past few years, Braden McDonald, he really helped me out, especially with transitioning over to offensive line. So really just having a good core around you, giving you the pointers, and obviously, a good coach with Coach Ragone, helped me out. But really just to be a successful offensive lineman in the CCIW, you got to be able to, be a sponge and absorb everything and just kind of, bad plays happen, got to flush it out, go on to the next one so it doesn't pile up and just keep going, really.
You mentioned Coach Ragone. He was just on the Coach Tools podcast, and he was talking, about this new, like, sprint-based, practice. I think they took a little bit from maybe the Philadelphia Eagles. No, and it's really about, like, prioritizing speed at all positions. So, I thought it was a really interesting podcast to learn a little bit more about how the Vikings have continued to transition, how we practice, because how you practice is how you play. So how has that like sprint-based approach really transitioned to, the offensive line and kind of to your role?
Really just, getting up to the line, getting set, getting out of there. I feel like it's been going really well. Really working, offensive linemen, we're not the fastest probably on the team, but with what we've been doing, we've been making strides and it's been looking really well.
So how has the offensive line for the Vikings, how has that really evolved kind of over your career? It looks, there's some similarities I notice, in today, but I also see a number of differences. But from your perspective, how has it evolved?
Coming in my freshman year, freshman, sophomore year was a bit shaky, a lot of guys growing up, into the position, junior year comes around, my junior year, at least, you know, we had that three interior, you know, solid Dan, big Braden McDonald and Jacob Ullman. But now, so that was more like a traditional, like, you know, we had a lot of power with it, you know, my junior, senior year. Now I feel like this year's and years on, a lot more athletic offensive line, I feel like. A lot more athletic. I feel like it's transitioned from kind of like the more like the power so into like the more athletic guys, like Zach Michaels, you know, our right guard right now. You know, he's pretty athletic. Jimmy Z, pretty athletic. You know, Ben Hartman, Zion, pretty athletic. So, just really the athleticism.
Well, and I think, you know, especially from an offensive line perspective, you know, over the last 4 years, I mean, there were a lot of snaps and a lot of reps with that offensive line being that core for, you know, a good solid 4 years. And there's a little bit of a new look, right, you know, to the offensive line, just new names. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think, you know, as the season continues to grow, I mean, you know, a lot of it's just learning a little bit of the new style, being a lot more athletic, you know, not so much necessarily just nose to nose and can you push them forward, but it is some of the rotations and some of the pulls and traps and, you know, different schemes that they come up with. And, but definitely a lot different than being a silver streak down there.
Oh, yeah,
for sure.
Definitely.
Which did you get a play in that new stadium? I'm trying to think when they built that.
So they built that my eighth grade year. So yeah, okay. So my whole, all 4 years I was able to play in that stadium.
That's a beautiful facility.
No, it is. I'm glad they made it.
I got to call, it was like 2 years ago, I called the Moline Galesburg game. So Chase, you know, that is a DB for us. I mean, he was playing, he actually had to catch that game. So definitely see a few, you know, familiar faces down there. So
no, yeah.
Has there been any, like, you know, one person or team that really sticks out that, you know, was a tough matchup or any, you know, any memorable one-on-one matchups, you know, as you think about like your career, like who's been some studs you've had to go up against?
No. Yeah. One guy I go up, you know, I went up against, you know, every day in practice was Chase Tatum. You know, he was definitely a handful for sure. The speed and strength that guy has is unbelievable, and I always tell him, you know, I wouldn't have been in the position if it was for him pushing me every day in practice. But game wise, Dan Gilroy from North Central, my junior year when I first transitioned to offensive line, you know, he was handful, you know, 6'3", 6'4", 280, you know, coming off the edge, you know, bit of a handful. Last year, Justin Blazek, mm-hmm. Defensive end, he went to the next level for a reason, you know, he's pretty good. So.
Yeah, he was, you know, I remember at the Isthmus Bowl that Friday night at the dinner, you know, when both, you know, him and Tim Sweeney got to come up and talk, and, you know, he walked by, I was like, that's a man. You know, and there's a reason, right? He got an invite there to the Bengals. But yeah, you know, I think, you know, you've been such a solid core anchor, you know, for this line, you know, for the past several years. And I think, you know, with the motto of like unfinished business, right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this being your fifth year, I mean, what is that motto or theme really kind of mean, you know, to you and maybe to this offensive line this year?
What it means to me, and definitely been harping on it, with the offensive line is, unfinished business, getting over that hump and beating Wheaton this year. You know, my junior year, I was kind of close until the end. Last year, you know, it was down to the last second, you know, came within a touchdown. This year, you know, getting over that hump, beating Wheaton and getting to that postseason. Because I feel like, you know, we've had, you know, everyone works hard. But, I mean, this year we've had a lot of guys, you know, head down, grinding. I mean, grinding. Like, I'm sure you saw in the opener, like, Sean Slanzer, Ethan Ryback. You know, we had glimpses of Zach Michaels, you know, putting people to the ground and everything. So we really just want to get over that hump, beat Wheaton next week, and keep taking it 1 week at a time, but, you know, eventually get to that postseason.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I don't think we beat Wheaton since 2006. So, you know, I think we're, you know, it's been building up, right, to this curtain call, I think, of this year. And, mm-hmm. You know, we we've got the pieces to put it all together. So, but again, it's going to have to be, you know, pretty mistake free. And, you know, as I was looking at like their initial game, against Oshkosh, and, you know, Isaac Parrish, you know, he was the second leading tackler in our game last year. You know, he led that, you know, defensive lineman, senior, 6'1", 254, had, you know, 10 tackles. But, I mean, what are you expecting from Wheaton coming in? Looking at, I mean, their game against Oshkosh, I mean, 7 tackles for loss, 5 sacks. So, you know, they're going to bring the pressure.
No, yeah, most definitely.
What are you expecting, you know, to be dealing with up front?
I expect them. We had about 250-plus rushing yards on last year, and we killed them in the counter. So, we're kind of just looking for, you know, they're probably going to not want us to run counter against them this year like we did last year. So, really, you know, feel like they might load the box a little bit in some of our formations. You know, we'll be able to pick that up. Third and long, though, I see them getting a little funky with it. You know, sending blitzes because, you know, like Coach Ragone says, our resume is out there right now. But this is what this work week and next week will be, is fixing those mistakes so we can have a mistake-free game against Wheaton and eventually get that W at the end.
You know, last year was the first time in a long time, and I fully agree with it again going into this year, is we looked dominant up front against them. We really controlled the line of scrimmage. I mean, that, you know, hats off to you and everyone on that team last year of really just, you know, set your heels in the dirt, man, and let's go. You know, we were the better line up front last year, 100%, and the rushing yards we had against them. And, you know, I think about, you know, gosh, the performance Josh Lim just had, you know, yeah. You know, Mikey, you know, DeJoya. I mean, there are several that, you know, he got tackled that he was looking at 6, you know, so we got some home run hitters, man. And, you know, once we get Ben Ludlam back, it's like, you got a trio of backs that's super talented. Oh, and then by the way, we have probably, you know, collectively one of the best receiving core, you know, that we put out there in a while. No. So it's exciting, man. I'm dragging my wife and our kids up to the game. I said, I'm not missing it. So get to the road. So tell me a little bit about, you know, I read the article that Tom Johnson did in the QC Times, and I thought mm-hmm. that was, hey, just a great article, you know, on you, by the way. And, you know, you spent some time down in Dallas, you know, over the mm-hmm. summer working with Logan Tooley Tillman, who's, you know, he was formerly, I think, what, Michigan, and was in the XFL and on the 49ers practice squad. And he, I mean, you saw what the 49ers did this past Monday night. So how'd you get hooked up with that? And tell us just a little bit about your experience with that.
You know, essentially, you know, he's a really good offensive line coach. You know, he's, you know, been through it. So, you know, I just kind of been following him on Instagram, just kind of watching the videos and everything. And, you know, he's a, you know, Peoria native, you know, it's close to Galesburg. And we had some, you know, I hit him up and, you know, we got together. He said, come on down. And once I got down there, you know, I'm glad I went down there. You know, I kind of got to learn of, you know, how a pro, like what a pro does during the day, you know, what they got to do, you know, types of drills. And, you know, it was really eye opening, and it was really good experience. And not only that side of things, but he also had a couple players that were doing drills and stuff with me. You know, I got a practice with a guy, a center from Colorado. You know, I saw a tackle from Oklahoma, and then I got to work with another tackle from Jackson State, who was All-American. So really just kind of learning what they do too during games, practices, stuff like that. You know, it was a lot of information that I'm glad I got.
How long were you down there?
I was down there about a week.
Okay. Yeah. So that's a good little stretch. You know, so what are some things that you've been able to like pass off and bring back? I mean, I know if you know, I'm Zach Michaels, I'm sitting next to you, I'm like, hey, you know, share some of that knowledge. Like, what are some things you've been able to kind of bring back and pass off to the Vikings?
Just with pass setting, you know, some of the techniques with our like high knee gallop, things of those nature. Kind of talked about schematics wise. O-line, the O-line room, especially the top 5, 6, we've been kind of meeting together. We just started recently, you know, we're just kind of going over certain things. You know, I don't want to tell you too much of the secret sauce, but, but yeah. No, they definitely, Zach, definitely, you know, I've kind of been having him under my wing since his freshman year, and it's been a pleasure to see him evolve and, you know, where he's at. You know, we kind of talked about freshman year, you know, how I was wanting him to start right next to me, and then, you know, it came to fruition past week, and, you know, hopefully we can keep that going.
So you said, you know, you talked about how he evolved. Like, I mean, how do you feel like you've kind of personally evolved over your, you know, 4 or 5 years here?
I mean, hell, if you would have told me, you know, my freshman year, I'd be this type of caliber offensive tackle, I'd be like, well, I'm playing D tackle right now. I don't know what you're talking about. But, no, I mean, it's evolved, you know, tremendously. You know, from my freshman and sophomore year playing D tackle, I feel like it almost helped me. Because when I transitioned into the offensive line, I kind of have a want to do, you know, whether it's the inside hand down or this or that, or like working half a man. So I don't know. I feel like playing D line at first really helped me with getting in the mind of a D line. And then once I transferred over to the offensive line, you know, just having the guys really, you know, come around me, help me, you know, pick me up when, you know, I'm messing up plays or whatever. And, you know, I just kind of kept my head down, fleshed it out, go on the next play. And, it, you know, that's really worked wonders for me.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's been great. You know, I started, you know, broadcasting 5 years ago back for this team, and, you know, just seeing, you know, your growth, obviously your move over to offensive line, you know, it's been tremendous. So I think when we really kind of anchor, you know, in, it's like, it starts with Kane. And the leadership you bring, and, you know, and the snaps you've had, you know, and you've played the best, some of the best teams in the country, and shown to be successful. So, now let's maybe talk a little non-football. So, you know, sociology and anthropology, like, A, how'd you get interested in that? And then what does that really mean for, you know, life after football, whatever that means?
So essentially, you know, I came here undecided, actually into my sophomore year, I was still undecided, but I had to pick a major. My first year advisor at the time, she was a sew-in major, and she had me kind of enrolled in some of the classes. And, you know, I really thought it was interesting, you know, learning about different people, you know, learning how other people live their way of life. So, you know, I just picked that up as a major. You know, as of right now, you know, I don't know what I want to do with it, but at the end of the day, you know, it just deals with people, you know, learning about people, you know, learning how to talk with people. And I feel like, you know, with whatever I choose to do in life outside of football, I feel like I'll always be having that human to human interaction. Or so, I mean, I felt like I couldn't go wrong with that major.
Yeah. I mean, it could be applicable across so many different aspects of your life. And, now, I asked Cole this as well, but it's like, you know, who has the best food in the QC? And I know he talked about flips, you know, we talked about Sunday breakfast. Yeah. And, but, you know, I think, you know, Jim's Rib Haven was another one he mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from your perspective, you know, what's the best food in the QC? Or do we need to go to Galesburg, you know, and check something out?
I mean, man, I mean, we talk about barbecue and going back to Galesburg, this place called D-Bone Barbecue. My ex-coach, Derek Blackwell, you know, he really knows how to throw it down on the grill. But if we're talking about QC, you know, I'm an offensive lineman, so, you know, pretty much anything, you know, I'll like. But, you know, Steel Plow, can't go wrong with them, you know. Can't really go wrong with, like, a Wingstop either. So,
yeah.
it's just really, like, Cole said flips, you know, that's a good one too, you know.
I told him we need to do a Iowa Machine Shed.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Bernard, that's also a good jam out there. So
no, yeah.
So, you know, as you take a look back at your life, I mean, who do you feel like has been maybe one of the most, like, influential people kind of in your life?
Probably my mother. Would definitely have to be the most influential. You know, growing up in a single income household, you know, I watched her have to play two parts, and, you know, she did it well. You know, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be where I'm at. So I am greatly appreciative of her and look up to her every day because she sets the standard for me.
Sounds like a strong woman, man.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate that. Now I'm looking behind you. Okay. So we got College Dropout. Is that your favorite album, or?
Yeah, it's a really good Kanye West album for sure.
Yeah. Now, and then you've got Michael Jordan up there. I mean, that's a classic. You know,
greatness.
Yep, back in the day, you got your Galesburg up there. So, so I like it, man. Respect all around for all those.
Thank you.
Now, are you a Bulls fan then, or? Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right, I like it.
Been a little rocky the past few years, but we'll get there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that man, you know, I'm excited, you know, to see us go back up to Wheaton, you know, CCIW conference game right out the gate on the road at Wheaton. You know, we're back to back on the road, you know, before we come back for homecoming. Not, you know, outside of North Central, that's one of the hardest places to play. So, so looking forward to that. But before we sign off, I mean, you know, any shout outs, you know, you'd like to give, kind of floor is yours.
You know, go Vikes, you know, just go Vikes. Ready for next week.
Absolutely, man. Well, we got another week. I mean, they're coming off of, you know, a loss. You know, they're towards the end of the game. So they had 2 weeks to be upset about it as well. Oh, so yeah. I think we're going to get their best game here coming week one. So,
oh yeah, we've been upset though over the past year. We've been fuming over here, so we're ready.
Absolutely. Well, we'll definitely be looking forward, man, to go up there and seeing a Viking win. But other than that, appreciate you jumping on here today.
Thank you for having me.